This message comes from Capital One. Your business faces unique challenges and opportunities. That's why Capital One offers a comprehensive suite of financial services backed by the strength of a top 10 commercial bank. Visit CapitalOne.com/commercial. Member FDIC.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. The fourth week of former President Donald Trump's criminal trial is underway in New York City. Yesterday, the jury heard from witnesses close to Trump and those who helped him operate his flagship business. NPR's Ximena Bustillo has more.
The prosecution walked the jury through all 34 of the allegedly falsified business records with a current Trump Organization employee and a former controller for Trump's core business. The prosecution argues that Trump's business operated like a small family business, that he was always in the know and one to approve or not approve things like checks to pay invoices. The Trump Organization employees verified the checks used to transfer money from Trump's account to attorney and, quote, fixer Michael Cohen. Trump has pleaded not guilty and says that these were simply payments to his lawyer. Prosecutors say the payments were falsely classified as legal retainers and violated campaign finance law. Ximena Bustillo, NPR News, New York.
President Biden goes to Capitol Hill today to speak about anti-Semitism. As NPR's Tamara Keith reports, the speech is part of a bipartisan Days of Remembrance ceremony put on each year by the U.S. Holocaust History Museum.
This year's ceremony comes as protests opposing Israel's war with Hamas in Gaza roil college campuses. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says Biden will say that while there is a right to free speech, there is no place for anti-Semitism.
He will speak to the horrors of October 7th when Hamas unleashed the deadliest day for Jewish people since the Holocaust. And he will speak to how since October 7th, we've seen an alarming rise in anti-Semitism in the U.S., in our cities, our communities, and on our campuses.
She says Biden will also honor the memory of the 6 million Jews killed in the Holocaust and recommit to heeding the lessons of history. Tamara Keith, NPR News.
Powerful storms swept through the central U.S. last night. A tornado touched down in the town of Barnesdall, Oklahoma. Local authorities say one person was killed. The town saw extensive damage with homes destroyed, trees and power lines were toppled. The National Weather Service says severe weather will move today into the Ohio Valley and Mid-South. A U.S. soldier is being held in a Russian jail. His family said Staff Sergeant Gordon Black was visiting a girlfriend in southeast Russia while on leave from his unit stationed in South Korea. According to Russian television, he's charged with stealing from a woman. His mother, Melody Jones, is worried.
I'm hoping he's not being tortured or hurt. It's just hard being a mom and being in that situation and not knowing, not being able to touch him, you know, hug him, tell him it'll be okay.
She said she was more worried about him going to Russia than when he was deployed to Iraq. This is NPR News in Washington. Vladimir Putin begins his fifth term as Russia's president today. He's the longest-serving Kremlin leader since Joseph Stalin. His new term doesn't expire until 2030, when Putin will be eligible to run for another six-year term. Most European Union countries boycotted today's inauguration because of Russia's full-scale invasion of Ukraine. Passengers on Britain's train services are facing almost a full week of disruption. Villa Marx reports train drivers are beginning another round of strikes over low pay increases.
Drivers belonging to the ASLEF union will walk off the job for 24 hours at each of England's major train operators over the next 3 days, while also refusing to carry out voluntary overtime work that's often crucial for the country's train network to continue operating. Most of the affected train operators will not run services on those days, impacting passengers in Wales and Scotland as well. The drivers last year rejected a 4% pay increase that was far below the rate of inflation. The strikes have lasted almost 2 years alongside significant national walkouts in other sectors. The train operators have now suggested a fresh round of negotiations, an idea the union said it would, quote, explore. For NPR News, I'm Willem Marx in London.
Boeing scrubbed its first astronaut launch last night. Two NASA test pilots had been strapped into Boeing's Starliner capsule when the countdown was halted because of a problem with an oxygen pressure relief valve on the rocket's upper stage. Liftoff has now been postponed until at least Friday. This is the first crewed test flight of the Starliner on a mission to carry astronauts to the International Space Station. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News in Washington.
This message comes from NPR sponsor HubSpot. Imagine growing a business with high-quality leads, fast-closing deals, wildly happy customers, and more benchmark-breaking quarters. It's not a miracle. It's HubSpot. Visit HubSpot.com to get started today.